Hot 91's Sam and Ash are going all in for Aspen.
Certainly are. Big day on Friday at the Cotton Tree Pool. Yep. From 6 till 6. We're going to be broadcasting all day.
A lot of people are going to be punching out a lot of laps over the course of the day. We still haven't got a figure from Alan. There's some conjecture about that. We'll get to that later on. But of course, the reason why we're doing it, we've been inspired by beautiful little Aspen and her amazing family who's battling leukemia. And the family have said, you know what we want to do? We want to try and raise awareness of how important it is for people to donate blood. Just how important those blood donations are for kids like Aspen and people who are going through leukemia and other blood diseases. Just how important it is. And Albie, you know me, I'm a regular blood donor. You attempted it once and you got a pie out of it. We'll discuss that with our next guest. But we want to do two things here. We want to talk to this man, but also induct the most recent member into Nugget and Al's Bloody Tops Aussies. He joins us this afternoon, Jeff Steele. How are you, Jeff?
Doing fine, my friends. Doing fine.
Firstly, can I say congratulations on your name? It sounds like a superhero name.
It does.
Thanks for that. I'll take it.
And I've got to tell you, superhero doesn't even cover it, Albie. And the reason why we're talking to Jeff this afternoon and why he is the latest inductee into Nugget and Al's Bloody Tops Aussies is on the weekend, Albie, Jeff made his 500th blood donation.
Yeah.
You, sir, are an absolute superhero. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, and look, a lot of people might not realise, with blood donations, you can usually only do about 4 a year. So I'm going to assume, I'm not great at maths, you've been doing this for a while.
I started before I got married, and I got married in 87.
And so, obviously, so we're talking 30, 40 years of blood donations. Do you remember the first time? Do you remember what inspired you to do it all those years ago, Jeff, why you rolled up your sleeve all that time ago?
I wouldn't say I was inspired, but I suffered from nosebleeds and someone suggested it might help. That's how it all started, to be honest.
So it was the theory, get something out of the blood out of your body.
Too much in the body.
It might come out of your nose. Well, was that a medically sound principle back then?
No,
it didn't work yet. Yeah, and well, I'm assuming to get to 500 on the weekend, mate, you've pretty much given every time you can since then.
Yes and no. I've been excluded and basically told go away and don't come back for a period of time a few times. Once was for 2 years because someone tried to tell me I'd had a heart attack, stuff like that. But, yeah, you fight your way back again. And because plasma and platelets, you can do every 2 weeks.
Mm. Yeah, that's the thing. So with whole blood cells, it's usually about every 12 weeks.
Yep.
Plasma and platelets you can do every 2 weeks.
So you've basically got a permanent booking at the blood bank. You just say, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Pretty much.
What we're doing on Friday, we're swimming all these laps in the pool and we're trying to get as many members of the Hot family to donate blood. What's the best piece of advice you could give to people who maybe are a bit hesitant about it, they're not sure about it? I'm a massive fraidy cat for needles, massively. It doesn't actually hurt that much, and I'm saying that as a career wussy.
Yeah, that's true. I still don't like needles, never have. I doubt that I ever will by now. But it's not that big a deal. You know, whole blood, you know, a very short period of time on the mat. So it's a good bit of downtime and me time, as far as I'm concerned. Plasma and platelets take a bit longer than 20 minutes, but that's okay.
So obviously, as I said, we're looking to get as many members of the Hot family as they can to either come and swim laps. We want to do 100 Ks or 1,000 litres of blood. Now, just hypothetically, if you were, say, to bring along a friend to the blood bank, like maybe hypothetically I did a few years ago, and they didn't actually manage to give any blood, but they still had the pie and the Gatorade. I'm just talking hypothetically, maybe about the person standing next to me here. That's not how it works, isn't it? You got to give some blood to get the pie and the Gatorade.
Blood. They just couldn't get a vein. So the story is that they gave me all the goodies at the end. They gave me a pie. I think I got a Gatorade.
You walked out of there with more stuff than
and
me.
And maybe a snake.
Yeah.
I had a pretty good day.
Surely you got to give some blood to get the goodies, haven't you, Jeff? Surely.
Well, I don't know. He's made the effort. But
I made the effort. I even got a letter from the
water for the blood. It makes all the difference.
And look, he did. He complained about having to drink all the water. Yeah. And look, and your argument was, Nug, I walked up a set of stairs.
I did. I tried. This. It was E for effort.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a fine effort. But
so I'm going to do it this time around.
But Jeff, you'd say to all the members of the Hot family this afternoon, it's a very easy thing to do.
Oh, look, absolutely, mate. I met a lovely young little girl whose name is Miley. She has to have plasma infusions, whatever they want to call it, 2 to 3 times every 10 days just to keep her alive at times. The whole thing is we can choose to have this needle in her arms. Too many people can't. They don't get that choice. It's that or they live a very restricted life or an extremely short one, guys. You know, it's just for me, it's a no-brainer.
And you said the other day, Nug, they actually tell you now where your blood is
being used. Yeah, I've noticed the last little bit, and you're probably the same, Jeff. You get a little text a couple of days later saying, thanks for your donation, your blood is going to Ipswich Hospital or something, which is a great little feature, I reckon.
Yeah, I think my blood gets around more than I do these days.
Yeah, you're widely travelled.
You get postcards from bags of blood. Well, as we say, Jeff, on the weekend, knocked up 500 donations.
Amazing.
You, sir, are a superhero. You're the latest inductee in the Nugget and Al's Bloody Tops Aussies. Mate, thank you so much. It's for people who are doing it like you're doing as well. We've been so inspired to go all in for Aspen this Friday. Jeff Steele, superhero name, superhero man. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, mate.
Mate, it's a pleasure.